Hidden Favour in a Foreign Court, Esther 2. After yesterday's display of power and panic, Chapter 2 moves into God's quiet work. Esther, Hadassah the Myrtle, enters the Persian court of Susa. This is no romance. Women are taken groomed for a year, Herodotus notes such Persian customs, and presented once. In that world, favour becomes a survival word. Twice the narrator says Esther found favour, Hebrew Chen, and before the king she receives favour and steadfast kindness. Chen v'Chesed 2:17. A striking pairing, since Chesed is covenant language appearing here, ironically, in a pagan court. Providence threads through what looks like mere chance. Mordecai sits at the gate, an administrative post known from Persian archives, and uncovers a plot. It is recorded in the royal annals, a detail archaeology makes plausible, someone CF Persepolis fortification tablets. That entry will later turn the empire's hinge. God's name is not mentioned, yet his timing is everywhere. The rabbis play on Esther's name and Deuteronomy 31:18. Haste or astir, I will surely hide my face. In hiddenness, God preserves. Nah. Note also the diaspora tension. Esther bears two names, Hadassah Esther, hides her people for a season, and moves with prudent restraint. CFLE, Daniel Lendertain. The church has long read this as a wisdom text for exiles. Live faithfully, wait patiently, and watch for the small entries in the book that God will later open. Cross-references. Genesis 39:21, Daniel 1:9, God-given favour. Proverbs 21:1, the king's heart directed. Psalm 75:6-7, promotion from God. Deuteronomy 31:18, hidden face. 1 Peter 2:11-12, holy exiles. Suggested him, God moves in a mysterious way. William Cowper. Prayer, hidden God, who writes deliverance in the margins, teach us to be faithful in unseen places. Give us favour where we cannot earn it, courage when we must wait, and eyes to notice the quiet entries of your providence. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.